Sports with Greg Merced, CEO of BusyKid. This week on the Tech of Sports, we're going to talk with Greg Merced. And just want to let you know that Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive all the shows that come out of the Modern Life Network on your smart devices. Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, a bunch of other ones. Go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com and check out all the outlets and platforms where you can get your favorite Modern Life Network shows. And the Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com, and a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. We're going to talk kind of some sports and technology and some other things in a roundabout way this week. We're not going to hit you over the head with a lot of nuts and bolts and a lot of big tech talk, but a really important topic for parents and kids. We're joined by Greg Merced. He's the co-founder and CEO of the soon-to-be-released BusyKid. And just a little on Greg, he's a father of six. He's a certified financial planner, consultant. He's an advocate for sound parenting, accountability, financial literacy for kids, and hopefully that carries over as they get older. He's the CEO of My Job Chart, and he's got a lot of things going on. We'll put his complete bio in the show notes, and he lives in Arizona, so he's coming to us. What city are you coming to us from in Arizona, Greg?
We're here in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Beautiful. Scottsdale Princess and a lot of good golf there.
That's right.
Yeah, great part of the Phoenix metro area. And this is important topics here we're talking about. September was National Children's Good Manners Month. And if with six kids, I know you're preaching to the kids good manners and be respectful. And that's really something that, you know, I think we're maybe a little bit better now at that. But for an X number of years, this was a big topic. And I'm sure with the presidential campaigns going on, this has kind of brought this out into the forefront as well. And because the kids are watching what's going on. And in the world of sports, we're constantly talking about sportsmanship and manners as well. So this is all kind of related. And Greg, you're preaching a lot of life lessons to people, parents and kids, I guess. But tell us a little bit about BusyKid first and kind of what you're seeing in the current state we live in.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that you're absolutely right. Good manners is an important thing for any family, really. And you know, at the end of the day, BusyKid is about getting kids more responsible, more accountable. And the great thing about it is we're actually teaching kids these lessons by using chores, using money. And, you know, you've heard the old saying, follow the money. Money is a great motivator for kids, and it's a great way to teach them these life lessons. And so, not that we have to pay them for everything, every little thing they do, but when you can couple financial responsibility with good manners, good ways to be, that's a powerful combination. So, BusyKid really helps parents help their kids learn this stuff.
Is it an app? Is it a book? What is the platform here that we're dealing with?
Yeah, so we wanted it to be accessible to absolutely everyone. So what it is it's a mobile website. It's not an app that you have to download. You just simply have to go to the website, and it's gonna, you know, work on any device that you have, Apple, Android, whatever. And so that's the BusyKid platform. So it's literally a mobile website where parents can assign chores to their kids, and then they can actually link their bank account right to our app. And when payday comes around every Friday, we will automatically send a text message to a parent that says, "Hey, Johnny's earned $20 this week. Do you want to pay him?" And they just respond a yes or no. And they say yes. And we pull the money from the bank account and put it into the three buckets of money, which is savings, sharing, and spending. So it fully automates allowance and makes it simple, finally.
Yeah, I was going to say automated. That is, I'm sure as a financial planner, you've seen the good and the bad when it comes to people with their, how responsible they are with money. And I think, you know, you hear financial experts say, in order, the best way to save is have that money not even hit your bank account, have it go right into the savings or your investment or your somewhere in your portfolio. And that's what you're kind of now trying to bring to the younger generation.
That's right. So we're trying to make that as easy as we can for the parents, right? All it is a response to a text message. And then when it comes to the, you know, quote, allocation of that money, it goes right into the save, share, spend bucket based upon the kid's age. So a lot of people ask me, you know, well, I don't know how much should they put in each bucket? I mean, that's probably one of the biggest questions. And we've taken that and we've made that completely, you know, simple for a parent, because they literally plug in the age of their kid and we give them the allocation model that works. And so that's a big deal. So we can literally automate that money coming into a kid's account and then putting it into those buckets so that they can learn kind of a balanced approach to financial management.
It's a great idea. We're with Greg Merced. He's the CEO of the soon-to-be-released Busy Kid mobile website, and myjobchart.com, which is another great site teaching kids about money and the value of money. And Greg, you're as a certified financial planner. That's the credibility, I think, that that this platform and mobile website needs. And that is that kind of you're showing the challenges that you face and see, maybe your clients see, and you're hoping that the kids will see that credibility and listen to you.
Yeah. So I mean, over the last 20 years, I've dealt with lots and lots and lots of people, a lot of business owners, successful ones. And that's the two main things that I gleaned from my relationship with them over the years is they work hard and they're smart with their money. Those two things are the biggies. Those are the ones that make them successful. And so really, that's what Busy Kid is all about, which is teaching kids responsibility and accountability through working. But then once they do the work and earn the money, okay, how do we make financial management easy, understandable, and meaningful for a kid, but not make it so much, points on a video game? This is real money. And when that real money hits their Busy Kid account, this is their life. This is how they manage their money. So this is a great teaching opportunity for parents to be able to help their kids get this stuff. Because at the end of the day, we want them to grow up. We want mm-hmm. them to be smart with their money, and we want them to get out of our house.
Well, you with six kids, you'll have a big house to yourself than you and your wife. But I know that's coming down the road, and you probably use your own kids as guinea pigs in trying some of this stuff out. That's got to be fun, or maybe it adds some extra tension in the household.
No, so this is a great example. So our oldest son, he's 18 now, but he started with my job chart when we started that 4 years ago. And Busy Kid is really kind of my job chart on steroids, but my job chart helped this kid learn how to work and learn how to manage money. He's got $12,000 saved up and he's already got his own IRA. That's what he wanted for his birthday when he's 18. I'm like, what kind of nerd wants an IRA?
Man, what kind of offspring are you producing there, Greg? That's I got to get my wife on Busy Kid.
But this is the kind of stuff that is super meaningful. And this is changes the way that kids think about everything. And so, they are kind of the example, but you know what? The proof's in the pudding. And you got to be able to inspire a kid to learn how to work and then learn how to manage that money. And then, you know, voila, they have a better chance of being a successful adult.
Yeah, that's great. This is, although the show we're on here, Greg, is called The Tech of Sports. So I want to kind of turn it to the world of sports here for a few minutes. And it's always depressing for me. And it's always big news when, you know, a professional athlete all of a sudden has that's earned millions and millions of dollars has lost all their money, whether through bad investments or not being smart with it. What's your kind of opinion on that? And, you know, is there a way of implementing this Busy Kid to sports agents and to professional sports organizations where they have this constant problem where the professional athletes, as no one's ever told them or showed them how to grow up and manage money, help the problems that come from a young person all of a sudden have an influx of a lot of money at one time.
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think this drives at the fundamental point of BusyKid, which is establish patterns early in life, and those will, you know, follow you through. So I see a kid who's involved with football or basketball, soccer, you name it, and, you know, really wants to be that next guy in the NFL or whatever, establish these kinds of patterns about work ethic and responsibility, accountability early on, and that's going to stick with them. We all know that in sports, you gotta, you know, have some work ethic, but couple that with the work ethic that goes on, you know, around the home, keeping up the household, you know, washing and waxing a car, these kind of things. You kind of combine all that, you're gonna have a kid who's well-rounded and in good shape. And then when they do, you know, make it big time and make some real money, they're going to remember those kind of financial lessons that they've learned. So I think that's a great way to kind of use a BusyKid tool to teach that fundamentally. Secondly, I think it's a great way to help manage when parents, you know, want their kids to do their practice with their sports. It's a great way to incentivize them to do that and to, you know, okay, one of your, you know, quote, jobs, one of your chores is to go out and throw the ball 100 times or, you know, do whatever you do when you practice your own sport. So I think that's another great way to do that and protect your parent, you as a parent's investment. We spend a lot of money on sports. And so,
oh, yeah.
Why not help the kid kind of thrive in that environment by teaching them and using the tool to help give that incentive for them to do it.
And I think the tide might be turning a little bit. I do some speaking at high schools to athletes, or even at camps where sporting camps where elite, they're able to identify the elite kids at a young age that for football, baseball, soccer, basketball. And now, Greg, this is going to be music to your ears, probably. What they're doing is at these camps, it's not only about and these are kids, middle school kids, probably. Not only are they working on the fundamentals of the sport and going over that, they're bringing in a person to talk about how to get the best use out of social media, how to act like with good sportsmanship, how to manage your money a little bit. They're introducing now kids to this stuff, how to deal with the media. They're introducing kids, young kids to these things at these camps. I think that's all a really good sign.
Yeah, I think that's a great sign. And, you know, at the end of the day, all the data points to the fact that, you know, kids are more responsible and more disciplined when parents assign them chores and give them those kind of responsibilities and opportunities. So absolutely, those things all drive at fundamental, you know, character building, if you could say that, and give the kids those building blocks right out of the gate in life.
I think in your household, I don't know your household, Greg, but I think there's good and bad being in your household. Good that you're learning all these, the financial discipline and the value of money. And it's good that there's 6 kids in the home, but the bad is it sounds like you got a lot of chores going on in that home, but at least it's broken up by, you know, having 6 kids. I feel bad if there was just 1 or 2 kids in the household. Those kids would be busy all the time with chores, it sounds like.
Yeah, we'd work them on the table. There's a lot to do around here, but you know what? There's lots of meaningful stuff that parents can assign to their kids and really make them start to, I know this sounds maybe cheesy, but make them start to really kind of love to do some work, because they know, hey, if I do it, I'm going to earn some money, and then I can, you know, I can save my money. I can invest it in some stocks, which the BusyKid platform allows you to do, which is, I think, huge. I mean, teaching kids about stock when they're that early in life, that's a big deal. Or we can share with charities, or we can spend money on stuff we want. And maybe they're buying their own sports equipment. I mean, come on. We're always getting ripped off paying for all this football gear and everything else. How about they work for it themselves and go buy it at the sporting goods store, with their own money?
Well, that has been the trend lately. Now that these kids are earning money and have the opportunity to do it, a lot of parents I know, they They have the kids contribute. It's expensive to play sports and to be on traveling teams or to progress up through different levels of sport. So the kids participating in it, I think that's all good. Not only does it, maybe they'll take the sports more seriously with practice and training and sportsmanship, but they're contributing and helping the parents out as well. I think that's win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think at the end of the day, if kids have some skin in the game, they're not going to just throw their stuff on the ground and, not care for it as much when they actually bought the stuff themselves too. You know, they're not going to leave their football helmet on the top of the car as you drive off. They're going to take things a little bit better.
I think so too. And this is, we're with Greg Mercette here, myjobchart.com and the forthcoming Busy Kid mobile website. Greg, let me get your opinion on something here, maybe not financially related, but the kids these days are in so many activities. The parents can't say no when kids want to join certain things or do certain things. How do you strike that balance between the kids doing chores at home, doing things around the household, and then being busy, being shuttled from this activity to another activity to homework sessions or group study sessions? What's the how do you work that balance out in your family?
Yeah, that's a great question, because there's so many extracurricular activities these days, and you throw homework into the mix and you think, holy smokes, my poor kid, that they never have any time. But you know what, boy, I see a lot of kids wasting a lot of time. They're messing around on Instagram and just sitting there doing kind of menial things. I think we probably have more time than we are aware of. But at the end of the day, my opinion is you got to pick a couple things and go with it. And you can't literally just run, or you're going to miss some of these fundamental life lessons. Next thing you know, your kid might have done a lot of sports and a lot of extracurriculars in high school, but they can't even leave your house because they don't even know how to manage their own money. So, I mean, that's not a good thing. We got to give them some things that actually gives them some life experience so that they can kind of leave the nest and fly away. And so we got to really kind of strike that balance. But my take is pick a couple things and stick with them, and don't forget the meaningful life lesson stuff like work and money.
A good assessment and good advice from Greg. And Greg, you're a great guest, Greg. You're the only guest in the history, 155 episodes of the show, that has used the word nerdiness and cheesy, and you've also thrown Instagram under the bus. So you're on a roll here tonight.
I think sometimes the kid's best exercise body part is their thumb. And all they do is flip the thumb all the time and go through Instagram posts and melt their brain. So we've got to take hold of this stuff or they're just going to implode. So
you see how fast those kids type with their thumbs on it. It's crazy. I'm hunting and pecking when I'm trying to send a text like most people over the age of 40. These kids, they're not even looking at the screen. They're just typing like crazy with two thumbs.
I know. It's out of control. Out of control.
Yeah, that was a sport. I mean, we got some 13, 14-year-olds that are going to be at the top of their profession there.
But they'll be living in your basement.
That's what I think maybe part of your complex, Greg, is you're afraid of these kids, living with you for a long time. I know you love your kids and you want the best for them, but yeah, we're just having fun with this now. But it is a there are a lot of serious issues facing kids and technology and finance. And what are the, if you could pick just a couple basic skills or manners that you're teaching, maybe what the building blocks of the, of being learning finance and learning the value of money, what would you throw out there? We're not going to give away your whole, the whole platform, but just to give us a couple little things to think about.
No, I think it, at the end of the day, it's responsibility. It's taking a task and it's actually, really making something and following through all the way. So it's responsibility, it's accountability, and those are two big things that really shape a kid at a young age. And you think about it, it goes through all the way in every aspect of his or her life. It absolutely goes through their sporting career, right? I've got boys in football, I've got baseball, I've got, you know, soccer, we got the whole enchilada. And, you know, being responsible and accountable and respectful are all super important things that they need to learn in their sports. They need to bring that stuff to school. They need to bring that stuff through really every facet of their life. And we feel like we have a good platform to teach that kind of thing.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too. I think you're on to something potentially big, and hopefully you get some good momentum behind it, because I think this is all good. And I think having it on a mobile website, a mobile platform, and maybe the kids may think it's kind of fun too. So I think you're maybe onto something with that.
Yeah, you know, we've got to be where the kids are these days. And at the end of the day, I don't mean to trash technology, because we are technology.
So, right. You don't want to bite the hand that feeds you.
That's right. Technology is a good thing. It's just we've got to control it and not let it control us at the end of the day. And if we do that and we use it in a positive manner, it absolutely can change behavior and change the trajectory of these kids' life. And so that's, you know, I'm all about it. I love it. But, you know, if we let them get consumed in mindless video games and stuff that doesn't matter, they're going to get their brains reprogrammed to the point where they're, you know, they're not going to be able to achieve what they really should and could achieve.
They're now giving college scholarships for video games, Greg.
Oh boy, I'm not going to get that. I'll tell you that much.
That's I talked to a group of high school kids last with a PowerPoint presentation. I try to keep these graduating seniors' attention for 30 minutes, and at the end of the presentation, I let them know that they can go to their parents, and when their parents, they stop playing video games, they can now say that their colleges are giving scholarships for video games. So just a great thing, and a lot of different things going on. Greg, give a quick way if people can get in contact with you. Here's your chance to plug whatever you want, and take the platform for a minute or two.
Sure. So the best way is we'll be launching Busy Kid within the next week. We've already had almost 1 million people sign up at myjobchart.com. So you can go to either of those, myjobchart.com or busykid.com, and come and literally change your kid's life by teaching them these fundamental things about working and being smart with their money, because that will absolutely change their lives. And like I said, get them out of your basement and off to a better life.
It really is fundamental. And something else, just a quick, for the sponsor of the show here, Greg, it's something else that's fundamental is Amazon.com. And Amazon.com is a sponsor and partner here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. So for any and all of your shopping needs, it helps the studio out with a small residual. You can go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs on Amazon.com. No extra cost to you, and help support the studio here and all the programming we bring you. So that's always we appreciate when listeners, loyal fans of the network, do that. And Greg, I think you're really on to something in and out of the world of sports and finance. These are really life lessons that I know you're trying to have people carry through to their adult life, and when they actually become employed in their careers, involved in their careers, it's all good.
Good stuff. Thanks so much for having me on, Rick.
Thanks for coming on, Greg. And just want to let everyone else know here as we wrap up that the Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you. Go over to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Check out all the content that is available. So thanks to Greg Merced for coming on, Busy Kid. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports Podcast, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.